With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The United States says talks to win the release of more hostages held in Gaza continue to be constructive. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
The White House describes the discussions as sensitive as U.S. officials seek a longer temporary ceasefire than the one-week pause in the Israel-Hamas war back in November.
In broad strokes, we are looking at an extended pause is the goal. How long? That's all part of the discussions.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says a longer pause would allow for the release of more hostages and the delivery of more humanitarian aid to Gaza. Greg Clugston, Washington.
National Prayer Breakfast co-chair Congressman Tracy Mann of Kansas explained the purpose of the annual prayer breakfast.
We gather in historic Statuary Hall this morning in the spirit of Jesus to pray for the president, for one another, and for the country.
The 72nd prayer breakfast today on Capitol Hill. President Biden and members of Congress in attendance. Also at SRNnews.com on the economic front, more Americans say that under Bidenomics, they're living paycheck to paycheck. Correspondent Bob Agnew with that report.
64% of those responding to the latest Issues and Insights tip poll say they're having a hard time making ends meet. More than half of those in the highest earning bracket, those earning $75,000 or more, and more than half of those who invest say they're living paycheck to paycheck. Few say they've managed to put much money away. About 20% say they've put aside just $1,000 for emergencies. 24% say they have no savings at all. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
Wall Street continues to recover from Wednesday. The Dow is now ahead 215 points and the Nasdaq up 124. This is SRN News. Religious Americans are more civically engaged.
According to the latest from the Pew Research Center, people who follow a particular faith are more likely to be active in the life of their community and country than are those people who define themselves as non-religious. 51% of religiously affiliated Americans voted in the 2022 midterms versus 39% of the non-affiliated. People of faith are also more likely to have attended a government meeting or volunteered their time. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Budweiser bringing back its iconic Clydesdales this year and its Super Bowl ad. It's all part of an effort by Anheuser-Busch to win back consumer sentiment following last year's disastrous Bud Light campaign involving transgender influencer Dylan Mulvaney, a man who is living as a woman. The backlash cost millions in sales and knocked Bud Light out as America's top beer. This is SRN News. A military veteran who helped subdue a man who attacked Connecticut's first Muslim state representative faces a misdemeanor assault charge.
Although Jason Spencer helped subdue the attacker, police allege he went too far when he kicked the man in the face. Spencer says everyone should intervene when they see someone who needs help, and he's seeking to have the assault charge erased from his record after a period of probation. State lawmaker Maryam Khan was attacked last June after attending a prayer service in Hartford. The suspect faces several criminal charges. Rich Thomason reporting.
In Santa Fe, actor Alec Baldwin has pleaded not guilty to an involuntary manslaughter charge in the fatal shooting of a cinematographer during a rehearsal on a movie set in New Mexico in 2021. Baldwin facing up to 18 months in prison if convicted. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.